Good morning, Marshall staff. This is the Mike and Spike Show. This is Mike and Spike hanging out with you this morning. Just to give you a short audio reminder to review the district guidelines as we are all getting ready to post lessons on the main website. But before I jump in, I have to say, as my daughter and I planned our third time to return to Oberammergau to see the Passion Play in southern Germany, I can truly appreciate why for almost 400 years, generations have continued to celebrate the historic survival of that town from the Black Plague in the 1600s. So, we'll all be remembering this period, at least for the duration of our lifetimes, and maybe that of our children. Anyway, like I mentioned, this is just a short reminder to highlight the legally required accessibility features that the district would like us to follow. So we need to follow these when posting to our websites, because they're public websites. I'm going to hit you up with just about 6 pointers today. They're simple things, you know, digital citizenship, like giving credit to sources of photos that you may use, you know, when they're not yours, and providing a written document or subtitles, yes, subtitles, for any recorded items that go on the web. And spelling preferences? I learned the hard way. I spell canceled, as does Microsoft Word and Merriam-Webster Dictionary, with 2 L's, but that's a preference. But the district guidelines dictate that we use 1 L per any written document for communication or posting. Just saying. Heads up. So I will post a link to those guidelines for you as well. Next note. Documents in your document containers should be in PDF format per the county's request. Remember that all lessons should have an accessibility feature. Microsoft Outlook 365 uses accessibility features. This means you can turn on the dictation feature in Microsoft Office 365 Word. Where's that? Look for the microphone to the far right of your home tab. So the ribbon that's at the top on the home tab to the far right when you open up a Word document. That's where you'll see the little microphone. This will make your life easier. How? Because you can just play back your recorded voice and voila, it will dictate what the recording is saying. So you'll have an instant written document that will go with your audio lessons. Of course, you'll still have to edit it. And in the same vein, as if you don't have enough already, if you create a video, you have to have subtitles or an accessibility scrolling translation below the video for the contained audio. The easiest way to create your script, again, is voice to text in Microsoft Word document that is online. And, well, once you do all that work, what if your parents don't speak or read English? Maybe your students can open a 365 PowerPoint that can translate your voice clip to any language they desire. But because that may be a bit more difficult for some of your students, you may want to provide a link to Google Translate. And no, Google's not always right, but it's close a high percentage of the time. I posted a link to a video that explains how Google Translate works, just in case your students have questions. And one last note for today. As there will be more to come, I will post here in our general thread different links that can help you get recertification points. Since you're learning new platforms on your own anyway, just be sure to post your earned certificates in the certificate folder. I'll put that here in the general platform here. There's a certificate folder under the files. Or email me the congratulatory email that you get once completing your course. Oh, one more reminder. This makes 7. There's a photo deposit folder for students' photos, who, of course, can be on social media sites. And the folder is so that we can share and posting great photos and keeping the Marshall community morale high, at an all-time high. Thanks to Ms. Cutting for this idea. Great idea, Mrs. Cutting. So let's keep that morale high and deposit as many photos as you can. And for today, that's it. You got this, Marshall staff. Let's rock. Signing off for Friday, March 20th. It's Mike and Spike. Over and out.